This is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown. French President Emmanuel Macron spoke to Nigerian President Mohamed Bazoum early Friday. The French Foreign Minister, Catherine Colonna, told the agency France Presse. According to Colonna, Macron said Bazoum is reachable and in good health. Bazoum's whereabouts remain unclear Thursday, a day after a group of soldiers from the presidential guard detained him at the presidential palace and later announced his ouster on state television. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres has appealed for the release of Bazoum, and he said he was concerned about the region as a whole.
So we are witnessing that the whole belt south of the Sahara is becoming an extremely problematic area with terrible consequences for their populations and with terrible consequences for peace and stability in the African continent and further afield.
That's Antonio Guterres. Former U.S. President Donald Trump ordered employees at his Florida resort to delete security videos as he was under investigation for retaining classified documents, according to U.S. prosecutors. The AP's Eric Tucker has more on who prosecutors are targeting.
A third defendant, Carlos de Oliveira, has been added to the indictment. He is a property manager at Mar-a-Lago. He's been charged with obstruction and with making false statements to the FBI. The allegations against him relate to being part of a scheme to delete surveillance footage at Trump's request.
The AP's Eric Tucker. As always, in other news, wildfires reached the outskirts of Athens on Thursday as strong gusts of wind caused flare-ups around Greece, disrupting highway traffic and rail services. The fires have raged across the parts of the country during the three successive Mediterranean heat waves over the past 2 weeks, leaving at least five people dead. This is VOA News. With heat waves spreading across the United States, President Joe Biden unveiled some new steps to protect outdoor workers. We get more from the AP's Shelley Adler.
Record temperatures, and I mean record, are now affecting more than 100 million Americans.
Which is why President Biden directed the Department of Labor to increase inspections of potentially dangerous workplaces like farms and construction sites. He also wants heightened enforcement of heat safety violations.
I've asked Acting Labor Secretary Julie Hsu to issue a heat hazard alert. It clarifies that workers have a federal heat related protections.
The president also encouraged people to check on neighbors and loved ones during the heat wave and head to cooling centers.
I want the American people to know help is here, and we're going to make it available to anyone who needs it.
I'm Shelley Adler.
The Sudanese army delegation to talks in the Saudi Red Sea port of Jeddah aimed at restoring peace to Sudan has returned home for consultations and will continue after obstacles are overcome, according to an army statement released Thursday. The latest round of Jeddah talks aimed to bring a pause, if not complete end, to the fighting that broke out in April as the army and paramilitary rapid support forces vied for power. More than 3.5 million people have been uprooted due to the fighting there. A former Republican candidate for governor in the U.S. state of Michigan pleaded guilty to a misdemeanor charge for his participation in the Capitol riots. We get more from the AP's Ed Donahue.
Ryan Kelly pleaded guilty to a charge of illegally entering a restricted area. When he was running for governor last year, Kelly said,
I did not go inside the Capitol or any building.
Court documents say Kelly came to Washington to protest the certification of the 2020 election and joined the crowd that marched from the Stop the Steal rally to the Capitol.
There's a lot of us that we're still wondering why the questions about the 2020 election haven't been answered.
Court papers say Kelly climbed an architectural feature outside the Capitol, gestured rioters to move toward stairs, and pulled a covering off a structure that had been set up for Joe Biden's inauguration. Kelly finished fourth in a field of five Republicans in the Michigan primary for governor. Ed Donahue, Washington.
Rescue operations resumed in the Philippines Friday, a day after a small passenger boat capsized in a lake near the Philippines capital, killing 23 people and leaving six others unaccounted for. For more news, please join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, VOA News.